This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, September 10th, 2022. We are in hour one of the broadcast. And a little bit of an interesting week for sure. If you haven't heard, the Queen has died. She has passed on, and we're going to spend no time on that. I guess while we are on the subject, it'll be interesting to see. Will there be like a coronation of King Charles with the Stone of Scone, with the Stone of Destiny, with a Jacob's Pillow? I don't know. I assume there will, but I know absolutely nothing. I guess I know a few things. I know they changed their name from the German Saxe-Coburn-Gotha to Windsor. And what year did they do that for? His book, I think it was because of World War One. I think it was 1917. But anyway, whatever. I've always been amazed that people of ungrate care so much about this monarchy. And actually, I guess you could say the Queen reigned over 70 years of just the incremental destruction of the British culture. But whatever. Like I say, not going to spend any time on that. Got a lot of news to cover. Several clips. Project Veritas. But the first I saw it this week, and I'm going to be playing that clip a little later in the broadcast. Got some Yuval Noah Harari. You know, I was playing some Yuval Noah Harari before I saw anyone playing some Yuval Noah Harari, and he's at it again. We'll see where we. If we can fit that in. Tomorrow, the 21st anniversary, right? 21st, yeah, of 9/11. Not going to spend much time on that. I do have a clip of Flight 93 I would like to play, mainly not because this audience hasn't heard it, but because it's gotten to be so hard to find. I'd like it to be part of the archive. It's really short, but I mean, just to look at the events of 9/11 and the great work, architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, In Plain Sight, Loose Change. You could go on and on the documentaries, the evidence that's come out, and then, of course, absolutely no accountability. I mean, it really, I tell you what, if you put in your mind, this audience, the wealth of information that's come out about the truth about 9/11, the massive amount of evidence that's came out and is coming out about the truth about the clot shots, the whole COVID-19 pandemic. You put in your mind the railroad of the January Sixers. Throw in the railroad of some of the guys that, from Charlottesville, like Jacob Goodwin. You really have to come to grips with the amount of the immense power of the media and the corruption that runs through this government. Just the ability to pull this off with absolutely no accountability. I'm not going to lead off with it, but we'll be getting to it here shortly. Oath Keepers members include hundreds of elected officials, police and military personnel. Leaked list suggests Forbes.com. Maybe I will just lead off with it because I'm into it too far. So here we've got a leaked list. Hundreds of officials, law enforcement officers, featured on leaked membership list, anti-government militia accused of playing a role in the Capitol assault, according to a report published Wednesday by the Anti-Defamation League. A finding that adds to concerns over the prevalence of radical right beliefs among U.S. law enforcement. The ADL Center on Extremism said it identified more than 370 people named on a leaked Oath Keepers membership list. It believes currently working in law enforcement. The ADL also identified 117 people on the organization's rolls it believes currently serve in the U.S. military, as well as 11 in the reserves, 31 who are contractors. It found more than 80 individuals across the country who were, as of early August, holding or running for public office. Mayors, town council members, school board members. Emergency responders also featured prominently on the membership list, ADL said. Well, didn't to be a member of the Oath Keepers? I mean, I don't know. I interviewed Stuart Rhodes years ago. But didn't you have to be like ex-military or something? Wasn't that what they were made of? Wasn't that some of the criteria? So the leaked list. No, there's one list. There's one list that never gets leaked, right? That list of Epstein clients, you know, that list never gets leaked, right? But the list of people that's members of the Oath Keepers, now by golly, that's going to be leaked. So it's just, I mean, the hypocrisy is just totally incredible. And I mean, I don't know. I never looked into it, but I thought the Oath Keepers, you know, which was the title of the name, came from they were trying to make elected officials keep their oaths. I think it should be of no surprise if there's military or law enforcement. I think that was some of the criteria to be a member. Don't hold me to that. I don't know, but I'm pretty sure. I went to a couple of events where the Oath Keepers were there. But anyway, this is what I was going to lead off with, and so we'll just get to it now because if you are on the internet and you really should look at this video from this story. It's needtoknow.news. Holland, masked government goons kidnap farmers and protesters against the Great Reset. Dutch authorities have begun carrying out snatch-and-grab policies against farmers protesting the government's nitrogen reduction plan as mass uprisings against the Great Reset accelerate. Shocking video from Amsterdam shows the government up in the ante. Outraged farmers pushing back against it, targeting of livestock and farmland, with mass government goons dragging protesters into police vans. I kid you not. You can go to needtoknow.news and you can watch the video right now, and they are just jumping out of vans, snatching people off the street and putting them in the van and riding away. The government claims that livestock account for 40% of the nitrogen emissions in the country, and mandate will shut down up to a third of livestock farmers. So, you know, we really are at some sort of tipping point here where if the people don't resist this complete and utter insanity, I don't know, we are in for just a hellscape of a future. And, you know, I've heard a lot of people in the last week or so acting like they've come up with something new, discussing the fact that, you know, when the Republicans get in, what they've got to do is defund the FBI, defund the Department of Education. And, of course, that's nothing new. Everybody in this broadcast knows Congress controls the purse strings, blah, 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 blah. And I hate to be the dream crusher. Yeah, it would work if you had some actual representatives that stood for the good of the nation, but you don't, and you won't. And you will have a few, but they will not have enough power to do anything. I mean, I know people look for hope, but if we can't, and I heard a great caller, I can't remember which one it was called in and was addressing this. If you can't see what has happened over and over and over in these selections, we're going to get them next time. Theory falls on deaf ears with me. I'm just sorry, you know. I'm sorry, but that's where I'm at. The head of the UK's environmental agency, who is linked to the World Economic Forum, says that common people need to be less squeamish about drinking toilet to tap water from sewage plants. This is a need-to-know.news story. As countries and states around the world move towards recycling sewage for human consumption, falling into lockstep with the WEF ideology. According to an op-ed in the Times, Sir James Bevan, whose views have previously been disseminated by the WEF, writes that drinking recycled sewage is the future. So, you don't get to just eat bugs. You get to chase it down with a little toilet water. I mean, just the fact that if the best these people can supposedly do is progress the world forward into an era where you have to drink sewage water, then obviously they're not the people we need in charge of running the governments. I mean, it's just like the fact if Russia invaded Ukraine and that somehow would super negatively affect our gas prices, then the wrong people are running our government, you know. But, and, you know, back to the defunding the FBI, the Republicans vote for sending more military aid into this insane war with Ukraine. They're just not going to do anything like that, you know. I'd have to see it to believe it. And, you know, once you start showing me some accountability for all this criminality, then I might would try to believe something like that. The idea of recycling wastewater for human consumption, once the realm of dystopian sci-fi films, is gaining traction globally as the World Economic Forum penetrates the governments. All right. Wow. Well, I tell you what. Let's hear what Yuval Noah Harari has to say. Let's play audio 2, please, Sam.
We are probably one of the last generations of Homo sapiens, because in the coming generations, we will learn how to engineer bodies and brains and minds. Now, how exactly will the future masters of the planet look like? This will be decided by the people who own the data. Now, why is data so important? It's important because we've reached the point when we can hack not just computers, we can hack human beings, and other organisms. Now, what do you need in order to hack a human being? You need two things. You need a lot of computing power, and you need a lot of data, especially biometric data. But control of data might enable human elites to do something even more radical than just build digital dictatorships. By hacking organisms, elites may gain the power to re-engineer the future of life itself. Because once you can hack something, you can usually also engineer it. All of life, for 4 billion years, dinosaurs, amoebas, tomatoes, humans, all of life was subject to the laws of natural selection and to the laws of organic biochemistry. But this is now about to change. Science is replacing evolution by natural selection with evolution by intelligent design. Not the intelligent design of some god above the clouds, but our intelligent design and the intelligent design of our clouds, the IBM cloud, the Microsoft cloud, these are the new driving forces of evolution. And at the same time, science may enable life, after being confined for 4 billion years to the limited realm of organic compounds, science may enable life to break out into the inorganic realm.
How about that? Does that send chills down your spine? I mean, they're just telling you what they're going to do. The elites, they're going to do it to you, he says. Engineer, control, hack. Now, you may say, well, wow, that video was more about transhumanism than drinking sewage water. Well, the elites have got a plan for you to eat bugs and drink sewage water while they hack, engineer, and control you, or just go ahead and kill you. And what's so baffling, or I don't know if baffling is the correct word, shocking, I don't know. There's a lot of different words I could throw in. A lot of adjectives could go here, right? All this is going on. They're stating it out in the open. Mainstream media is not covering it. You know, mainstream conservative talk radio don't play clips like that. Only platforms like RBN, maybe, you know, BitChute, has that type of information. But this is the cutting edge. This is where it's going. This is what they are doing. And just like the second story I did where they're just snatching people off the streets that's protesting their insane climate change agenda, the Gateway Pundit ran the story yesterday. Bombshell, jackbooted Gestapo has shown up at their door. Steve Bannon tells Charlie Kirk 35 Trump allies had homes raided by the FBI on Thursday. TheGatewayPundit.com. And, you know, they arrested Steve Bannon. They're trying to say that he had some sort of organization, I've not paid a lot of attention, where they were taking donations to build the wall and they laundered some of the money. And, you know, most of these, like, charity organizations, only a small fraction of the money actually goes to whatever the cause is. But they perp walked him yesterday or the day of Thursday in handcuffs. And, of course, mainstream media did carry that. But on Friday afternoon, Steve Bannon told Charlie Kirk that 35 Trump allies had their homes raided by the FBI on Thursday. The jackbooted Gestapo has to show up at the door and make a big display on this. You saw from the demonic speech that Biden gave, this is Steve Bannon talking, in Philadelphia, that this is a dying regime. That was a primal scream, and I'm here what they're trying to do. No matter who it is, whether Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago, there were 35 FBI raids last night. Coming up on a break, we'll wrap up this story on the other side. You're listening to the Alternative Media Affair. I'm back in moments. We'll be right back.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Appearing in the studio, running down the insane news of the week. So Steve Bannon said that Thursday there were 35 FBI raids. And back to quoting him, there were 35 FBI raids last night, right? And there's another grand jury coming together on January 6th. The Washington Post reported it. 35 senior members of MAGA, of supporters of Donald Trump, that the FBI rolled on. And they didn't need to do it. All these people have lawyers. The Gestapo has to show up at the door and make a big display of it. As Paul Sperry said back in August, the FBI is now acting as both propaganda arm of the Democratic Party and the paramilitary arm of the Democratic Party. So I did not see that. I may have missed the world news one night this week. I don't know if they're covering that or not. And I didn't see this either. We're talking about Memphis, Tennessee, fresh off the heels of the kidnapping, sexual assault, and murder of 34-year-old billionaire heiress Eliza Fletcher. Memphis is back in the news as a teen goes on a shooting spree live-streamed on Facebook. Ezekiel Kelly, 19, is accused of killing 4 people and streaming the murders on Facebook. His killing spree lasted hours and spread across 8 crime scenes. Among the victims were a nurse, Allison Parker, who was reported to have been shot and killed while being carjacked in front of her daughter, Kelly. Also allegedly killed his friend, a man in the AutoZone store, and a 17-year-old girl. Kelly was previously arrested on charges of attempted first-degree murder, reckless endangerment, using a gun during a felony and aggravated assault in June 2020. In the 2021, he pleaded guilty to the lesser charge of aggravated assault, which were committed when he was 17. He received a 3-year prison sentence but was released early and only served 11 months. Mayor Jim Strickland said that if Kelly had served his full sentence, the 4 people who he shot would still be alive. The mayor said the police keep arresting the same people over and over, but bail bond laws, state sentencing guidelines, and prison rehabilitation programs thwart efforts to take violent criminals off the street. Wow. How about that? How about that? I mean, we're just seeing this play over and over and over again, where someone, like I mentioned, Jacob Goodwin, never had any record, went to Charlottesville, got into what happens every night in bars across the country, a fist fight, and got 10 years in prison for malicious wounding, which I'd never heard before. He's in prison right now. 20 years probation when he gets out. Gonna make us a 30-year deal. You know, I've interviewed his parents. Unbelievable. What we're living in. It's just unbelievable. I wanted to, I couldn't print anything from this Daily Stormer, and the website seemed to be down, but if I can get to this. A publisher abruptly recalled the 2000 Mules election denial book, but NPR got a copy. This is NPR.org. The book has been pulled. I didn't know there was a book coming out. But just before the book's scheduled release, and after copies had already arrived in stores, D'Souza's publisher, Regeneri, abruptly pulled the book from shelves and delayed the ebook release, citing an unspecified publishing error. Regeneri is a division of Salem Media Group, which reduced its quarterly earnings estimate because of the delay. On Twitter, D'Souza blamed Regeneri for the recall. Somehow a significant error got missed by the publisher, he said, but not every copy of the book got recalled. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there. 2000 Mules, who, you know, the mainstream media all calls election denial, you know, were supposed to deny the 2016 election and that Russia Facebook ads in collusion with Trump and Putin caused Hillary to lose. That was okay to believe. But the 2020 election, with this overwhelming evidence, 2000 Mules, and, you know, there's so many things, the MyPillow guy, all this massive money, we're supposed to turn a blind eye to that. I mean, it's just incredible what has transpired in the last couple of years in this country that they expect people to choke down and to make it to where, just like Biden's speech last week, where if you question these things, you're supposed to be a terrorist. You're not supposed to have the ability of free thought, free opinion, your own look at facts and draw your own conclusions. No, you're supposed to submit to the will of the propaganda and their official narrative. And anything else is unacceptable. And watch for the next 4 days or however long it takes till they have the burial of Queen Elizabeth, you're going to be told over and over and over and over what a super great, extraordinary human this person was. And people just eat it up with a spoon. They act like they knew her personally, or, you know, they're somehow emotionally involved. It's absurd. Coming up on a break, you're listening to the Alternative Media Fair. I'm back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The invasion continues. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. 4.9 million illegal aliens that we know of have entered the nation since Biden took office. 900,000 were gotaways, who were seen but not apprehended. 56 known terrorists were captured in the 4 million aliens that were processed. So using the same ratio of terrorists to aliens, there were probably 12 or more terrorists in the 900,000 gotaways. In reality, that ratio is probably higher because criminals and terrorists don't want to be caught. Fentanyl is now 2/3 of the overdose deaths in America. 1,200 people have been found dead on the U.S. side of the southern border. At least a dozen terrorists roam free in our country. Tell me again how an open border is the humane thing to do. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Media fan in the studio, and one thing I really do like that's been added to RBN is the Liberty Minute, and kind of piggybacking on that, in the news this past week, Yahoo.com, AP was the original story. The Biden administration has officially undone a Trump-era rule that barred immigrants from gaining legal residency if they had utilized certain government benefits, allowing for a return to a previous policy. With a narrower scope, the Department of Homeland Security on Thursday said a new regulation for the public charge rule would go into effect in late December, even though the administration had already stopped applying the previous version last year. Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas said in a statement that the shift ensures fair and humane treatment. Yeah, we want that fair and humane treatment for sure. Consistent with America's bedrock values. We will not penalize individuals for choosing to access the health benefits and other supplemental government services available to them. The public charge regulation bars people from getting green cards if they would be a burden to the United States. For years prior to the Trump administration, that was interpreted as being primarily dependent on cash assistance, income maintenance, or government support for long-term institutionalization. So, we got to get rid of that. Thursday's announcements was welcomed by immigrant advocates who said the Trump administration expanded rule had created a hard atmosphere for those seeking legal residency. The Biden administration described its refusal, this is a second story from Fox News, to secure the southern border, a compassionate immigration policy. That's what they call flooding the country with illegal aliens. And you know, immigration without assimilation is invasion. A compassionate immigration policy, inhumane or cruel, or more accurate descriptions, the inhumanity of these policies was on full display over Labor Day weekend when 13 illegal aliens, including a pregnant woman, drowned in the Rio Grande trying to cross the southern border unlawfully. The latest drowning tragedies comes just 2 weeks after two young unaccompanied alien children drowned in the Rio Grande. The Biden administration's failed border strategy continues to set all the wrong records. Before the two children downed, customs agents had already reported finding 670 illegal aliens dead so far this year, according to the leaked CBP migrant death data. Drowning and heat exposure, two terrible ways to die, are the cause of 60% of the migrant death cases. And it goes on, but pretty much the Liberty Minute ran down the numbers. Under oath, Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz said the dramatic increase in border apprehensions is caused by the perception that illegal aliens will be allowed into the U.S. under Biden administration policies and that there were no consequences. Wow. Well, you know, this is what they want. And so, you know, Joe Biden's administration is following his nation-wrecking recipe full tilt. Well, this got practically no coverage in the news media. Not surprised. But Project Veritas ran a story where CNN director Charlie Chester was telling you what was going to come next. He had gotten the memo, he had gotten the script of what to do next when the wheels started falling off the COVID-19 pandemic. So here is Project Veritas undercover interview with Charlie Chester from CNN. Audio one, please, Sam.
New story comes up, they're going to latch onto it. They've already announced inner office that once the public will be open to it, we're going to start focusing mainly on climate, climate, like global warming, and like that's going to be our next, like, I don't know, like, what's the word I'm looking for? It's going to be our focus. Like our focus was to get Trump out of office, right? Without saying it, that's what it was, right? So our next thing is going to be for climate change awareness.
What does that look like?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I have a feeling it's just going to be, like, constantly showing videos of, like, decline and ice and weather warming up and, like, the effects it's having on the economy and really talking
about science.
Head of the network, like, just...
Who's that? Is that Zucker?
Zucker, yeah. I imagine that he's got his council and they've all, like, discussed, like, where they think...
So that's, like, the next...
pandemic, like, story, like, that will be to death. But that one's got longevity. You know what I mean? It's not like... there's a definitive ending to the pandemic, or, you know, like, it'll taper off to a point that it's, you know, not a problem anymore. Climate thing is going to take years, so they'll probably be able to milk that for quite a bit, you know. So
climate change overload.
Be prepared, it's coming.
Stories, like right now,
we had an inside track right now where two stories are going to be pushed. Climate change is going to be the next COVID thing, just so you know. We're gonna hone in.
Focus on that.
I love it.
But that's a fair thing.
You saw that coming forever, and it's always evergreen.
But to commit to that as a network.
You said it's going to be like the new COVID.
All right, so there you have it. CNN director Charlie Chester admitting that he's gotten the script, he got the memo, that when they got done with COVID or they had milked it for all they could, then it's going to be climate, which we're already seeing the climate change agenda being ramped up. I mean, California doing away with gasoline cars by 2035 while they can't supply enough power. While the governments are having to take over people's smart meters, you're being pushed with this green agenda constantly now, but expect it to be ramped up more, where they're going to try to get the people to go along with that. To save yourself from the weather, you've got to give up more of your liberty and depend on the government to tax you and take more of your wealth and take more of your freedom so that you can be protected from the weather. I mean, it just sounds like so insane that it would not be possible for them to pull this off. But yet they do. Yet they do. So it reminds me, you've all probably seen that clip where all of the local news media was reading from the same script about fake news is a threat to our democracy. And they all, I mean, they show like 100 different TV stations saying the exact same thing. So you see that there is an on high that disseminates a script to the mainstream media all the way down to your local television affiliates to report their one-sided bias narrative. And that's no surprise to this audience, but I mean, Project Veritas, and you know, they've been raided, all kind of legal problems too, for anyone that dares to report some of the truth. Now, he was talking about they're getting done with COVID, going to move to climate change, but I'm not so sure that we're really done with COVID. This is Prime Minister Trudeau from Canada, and listen to what he says about vaccinations and lockdowns. Let's play audio 5, please, Sam.
Recently,
COVID's not done with us yet. We might want to be done with it, but it's still around. And yes, we have a lot more tools, a lot more understanding, a lot more knowledge on how to keep ourselves and our loved ones safe that have allowed us to get back to regular life in a lot of ways for a whole bunch of people. But we also know that as winter comes and as people get pushed back indoors, there is a real risk of another serious wave of COVID. One of the best things we can do to prevent that wave, prevent the pressure on our healthcare systems, prevent provinces from having to take decisions around restrictions and mandates, is to ensure that everyone is up to date in their vaccinations. The recommendation is, you know, you should be up to date in your vaccinations if you have had a dose within 6 months. Everyone who has been a while since their vaccination, today's vaccination, should look at the fact that we have new vaccines coming out this month that are tailored against Omicron that will provide better protection, and everyone should get out and get vaccinated. If we are able to hit that 80, 85, 90% of Canadians up to date in their vaccinations, we'll have a much better winter with much less need for the kinds of restrictions and rules that were so problematic for everyone over the past years. But every step of the way, government's responsibility is to keep people safe, to prevent our healthcare systems from getting overwhelmed. And that's where individuals choosing to make sure they're up to date in their vaccinations with these new vaccines is going to help us all.
Anyway, this is just...
How about that? I mean, just surreal to listen to Turdo's delivery the way he's so calm, and the way he speaks like he's speaking to a class of third graders. We don't want to return to the restrictions and the mandates. We got to follow the recommendations. New vaccines are coming out. Get vaccinated. We've got to hit that 85 to 90% number. We don't want the healthcare system to be overwhelmed. I guess he doesn't mind if the funeral care system gets overwhelmed with the amount. In fact, you know, I guess if you want to invest right now, I guess, you know, reading the tea leaves and looking forward into the future, it's a pretty safe bet. Like Daryl there in Canada, if on the stock market, like if you can invest, like there's quite a lot you could invest in, like casket manufacturers, funeral service, cremation. Because if Turdo is able to get 85 or 90%, now the story that went along with that said that of like the latest booster, only like 15% of Canadians had went out so far, and that they were having a massive media campaign, which is it's nonstop here too. Get the shot, take your shot. You know, it'll have a family, and the kid will be shooting basketball and hitting the goal, and then the kids will turn to their arm with a little Band-Aid on it. Take your shot. I mean, it's surreal. It is surreal. But Trudeau, I normally make fun of his name, but he's a step beyond, boy. So there's going to be a continuation. I mean, some of the numbers in the videos that's being released is just jaw-dropping and staggering, but you're going to have sudden adult death syndrome on steroids if he gets his way in Canada. So it there's some videos on like BitChute that's compilations of Brandon saying, get your vaccines, just get them. I mean, anytime you see a concerted effort, I've been doing this for a while, anytime you see a concerted effort and all the media and Canada's government, the United States government, and Ungrate's government, and France's government, is all singing from the same song sheet, and the Republicrats is in the choir, and the Democons is in the choir, and everyone's telling the people to do the same thing, whether it be support a war or a proxy war like Ukraine, or it's take a vaccination, or it's don't question an election. Then you pretty much know, if you just do the opposite, you'll be where the truth is. Now, with that story, Ohio doctor removes 6 feet of blood clots from high school football player's leg. How about this? A junior lineman had 6 feet of blood clots removed from his leg just days before the season kickoff. Climber suffered severe pain in his back and legs along with swelling in his legs when he was taken to the hospital where he spent 9 days. Doctors diagnosed Climber with a condition called IVC arrestia, but are still undergoing tests to determine the cause and treatment moving forward. It's unknown if he had the clot shot. Well, I'm here to tell you, I've never heard of the youth having the health problems that they are having these days before we saw this march to vaccinate everyone over the flu. And it's amazing the people that are in denial that got the shots. You got half the, I don't know if half's the right number, but you got a large number that, you know, they have to feel like they've done the right thing, so they're going to continue in this insanity. But it looks like from the numbers, there are not so many continuing. I think a lot of people have had enough of the vaccinations because they've had too many family members that got the vaccine and then died or suffered severe side effects. Judge dismisses Trump lawsuit against Clinton. The DNC and the officials involved in the Russia probe, Fox News. It should be no surprise to this, but I just wanted to throw it into the there'll never be any accountability category. A federal judge dismissed former President Trump's lawsuit against Hillary Clinton, the Democratic National Committee, and a number of other high-profile figures involved in creating the narrative that he and his 2016 presidential campaign colluded with Russia. Trump filed a lawsuit in March in the Southern District of Florida, alleging that Clinton and her cohorts orchestrated an unthinkable plot and maliciously conspired to weave a false narrative that Trump colluded with Russia. This week, U.S. District Judge Ronald Middlebrooks threw out the lawsuit, saying that most of Trump's claims were unsupported by any legal authority and that the lawsuit lacks substance. This one's to all of you out there that think you're going to take the country back through the court system. Okay. Oh, we got the music. There's no need to read anymore of that. Enough said on
homeowners,
that one,
right? If your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fan in the studio, and I said I wanted to get this in because this is getting harder and harder to find. I'd like for it to be part of the archive because this is something you really can share that happened on 9/11, and as I've said many times, that day I recorded the news all day, and it was the next day where I saw on my tape where 7 fell around 5:20. But I did see this, and I had it recorded on VHS, and I shared it with a lot of people, because I'd never put this back on the news again, and I don't think you can find it on YouTube anymore. But I found it in a video of actually an interview with Jim Fetcher, and I wanted to play it today. It's really short, but this is about Flight 93. So let's play Audio 4, please, here that we're on the anniversary of 9/11. Audio 4, please, Sam.
Jeff, it's a United Airlines plane. It's believed to be at that site outside Pittsburgh, isn't it?
That's exactly right, John, with 45 people total on board. And one of the more profound things today, the imprint of terrorism seared not only on Wall Street, but also on Main Street. Here you have an area 80 miles to the southeast of Pittsburgh, and this plane, which went down at about 10 o'clock this morning. We have rescue vehicles that came in earlier in the day, and they have turned up nothing. No one believed to be alive from this crash. Some of the media just getting back to the scene, which is about a quarter of a mile up on a hill back behind me. And so some of the first pictures just starting to come in within the last hour. I want to get quickly to Chris Kanicki. He's a photographer with the Pittsburgh affiliate, a Fox affiliate. He was back there just a couple of minutes ago. And Chris, I've seen the pictures. It looks like there's nothing there except for a hole in the ground.
Basically, that's right. The only thing you could see from where we were was a big gouge in the earth and some broken trees. We could see some people walking around in the area, but where we could see, there wasn't much left.
Any large pieces of debris at all?
No, there was nothing that you could distinguish that a plane had crashed there.
Smoke, fire?
Nothing. It was absolutely quiet. It was actually very quiet. Nothing going on down there. No smoke, no fire. Just a couple of people walking around. They looked like part of the NTSB crew walking around looking at the pieces.
How big would you say that hole was?
From my estimates, I would guess it was probably about 20 to 15 feet long and probably about 10 feet long or 10 feet wide.
What could you see on the ground, if anything, other than dirt and ash? And
you couldn't see anything. You could just see dirt, ash, and people walking around.
How about that? You know, this is the Let's Roll Flight 93 now. Not the Pentagon, but the Shanksville, Pennsylvania. No bodies, no seats, no luggage, no engine, no wings, no plane. Just a hole in the ground, not even smoke. And there was this debris, which, you know, was like no bigger than a phone book, one of them said. So, you know, I know people's going to say, hey, this plane was shot down or whatever. Possibly, but the government's narrative is that it crashed into this hole in the ground where we're supposed to believe a plane crashed and there's no plane. Yeah, going to take phone calls all next hour, 512-248-8252 if you'd like to join in. Back in moments.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a